USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, finishing up another day of testimony on Capitol Hill, this time a follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors. He reportedly gave lawmakers a document showing edits by White House lawyers to his prepared testimony back when he lied to Congress. It was that lie that Cohen pled guilty to last year.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Longtime beloved host of TV's game show Jeopardy, 78-year-old Alex Trebek, making that announcement today in a YouTube video.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
R&B singer R. Kelly under arrest in Chicago again, this time after a hearing concerning $160,000 in unpaid child support. It comes after Kelly speaks yesterday in a CBS News interview on charges of sexually abusing several women and, allegedly, some minors. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Kelly is saying the sexual abuse allegations against him are all lies. The charges involve four women, three of whom were underage at the time of the alleged event.
I love women. I love all women. But the thing is, these stories on Lifetime, they're very bogus and they're not true.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tells a House hearing that illegal immigration and the humanitarian crisis at the border are spiraling out of control.
There are parts of the border where the cities in Mexico and the United States are so close together that a drug smuggler or mule can disappear in a matter of seconds into the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Today is the end of the line, literally, for many workers at General Motors Lordstown Assembly Plant in Ohio. The last Chevrolet Cruze is being built today. It ends production of the line that is paving the way now for the plant's closure. It had been there since 1966. GM officials say more than 1,400 workers are being laid off. Russian authorities are holding two young volunteers from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A church spokesman, Eric Hawkins, says the men were detained on Friday at a church in Russia's main port on the Black Sea. The LDS Church calling their missionaries in Russia volunteers because of a crackdown on religious minorities. And Lent begins today for millions of Catholics around the world who will be observing Ash Wednesday. Many Catholics will go to church to have a priest smear ashes in the sign of a cross on their forehead, symbolizing mourning and penance. Many Christians give up something tangible for Lent, from liquor to a favorite food. They try to purify themselves in advance of Good Friday, which marks Christ's death on the cross. And the subsequent Sunday is Easter Sunday, which then celebrates Jesus' resurrection. This year, Easter is on April 21st. Every day of the year, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.